Yeah, like, I'm only young, and, like, I still turn to, like, you know, elders, older women than me, and ask them, like, not just my mum, like, other women in here. It's kind of hard. Like, I was out on a CCO not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I end up begging my support workers for help. I didn't want to come back to jail. They're like, Colleen, what do you want us to do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's not, I wasn't looking for that.
So you actually reached out and were just asking for help, and you didn't get any.
And they just kept pushing me off to Aboriginal support workers. But when I did go, I didn't know how to go about it. Like, shame, as you fellas can see. Like, I didn't know. I didn't know what questions to ask. I didn't know how to. I don't know how to explain myself properly. And I come across, not just young fellas are like that, like, a lot of women are like that. Like,
and it's a big thing as to why, you know, the magistrate asks us, or the judge asks us, why should we let you out? Why are you offending? And it's because of these simple things are happening time and time again, like, nothing in the system is actually working.
Mm-hmm.
When they're asking, as my sister just said before, you know, like, what's happening? This is what's happening, is we're not getting the help. Like, we're getting released into the community, and instead of, like, going from one institution to another so we can, like, you know, keep ourselves straight and things, we've got that relapse time. Like, we've got a week until we have our first appointment to go to corrections or to a health facility.
That's
what it is. Exactly. You know, we have that free time, you know.
But before you meet with your parole officer, you can linger for a whole week.
That's right.
Yep.
It's called free time, you know, like, because it's time, like, you meet up with your mates again, you know, how you doing, you know, you get a phone, that's it, text and Facebook, you know, you're doing it all over again. And that's when they're making connection, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, where you are, you know, and they're coming and bringing whatever, you know, that's it. When they come to see me, like, when I've been in the cells, the bail justice, they'll come in, they'll say to me, and the custody officers will say, okay, Puffer, you're up to go and see the bail justice. I don't want to go and see him. I say, no, I won't worry about it, you know. Sure enough, here comes a truck, I'm going to Dame Phyllis, because there's nothing you can say to defend your case, because there's nothing there that was helping you, you know. Like, what have you got to say to them? Like, they say, what's changed? Nothing's changed.
And it is hard to explain to the magistrate and explain to lawyers and all them sort of people. There's so many different layers and complexities of everyone's story, because everyone's an individual at the end of the day.
You know, if I said to my, hypothetically, oh, hello, Mr. Bail Officer, Bail Justice, hey, can I, I'm really sick today, I can't get out of bed.
They don't want to know about that. That's not important. That's really, that's not important, whether you're sick or not. You know,
wow.
They don't care.
So I would be back if I couldn't make my appointment.
Exactly.
There's no excuses for my health, my physical or my mental health. Is not taken into consideration?
At that time, no, it's not.
I'm shocked, sis.
All you're wanting to do at that time is try and get yourself bail.
How are you meant to get well and get your life back on track and get bail?
Yeah. That's it.
And this is where we've found a lot of girls take a responsibility today for how they end up back in here, and you
totally.
Say drugs and you say domestic violence. Back is 90% that most of it's inherent racism that puts you back here, not drug issues.
That's it, sis.
Or it's just, you know, like, when you're in the cells, it's bail refused, and they'll have you on remand until whenever, and that's when you get your chance to actually give the bail justice, you know, your case to hear what's wrong. It's too late. It's been so many months or so many weeks till they hold you in here. You got no chance.